Macau Conan. Obviously live, we heard Song for the High Mountain from the recording Been So Long. After that, we heard from at least a new group to me, the Appalachians. On their recording Bright Hills, we heard Ketchikan. And now finishing out with Claudia Smith from her new recording, Consignity, Letter to Our Leader. It is 8 o'clock straight up. You're listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM. In Fort Collins. And this has been Elena with you on Highway 322, sitting in for Will Two-Step. We hope feels better, and stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, as we typically do or have done for a number of years now, we're going to go back 100 years. Since we're coming to the close of 2018, we'll be going back to 1918. And we will visit some of the headlines of 1918 that made the news. And we will also visit some of the rags that were published and issued in the year 1918. So let's just get on with it. I've got quite a list of headlines to go through here. We'll start January 8th. President Woodrow Wilson delivered his 14 points speech. Concerning World War I. On March 19th, the U.S. Congress established time zones and also approved daylight saving time, which went into effect first on March 31st. On May 2nd, General Motors acquired the Chevrolet Motor Company of Delaware. And also in 1918, a ragtimer by the name of George L. Cobb, who had written quite a number of pieces that had done very well, issued, I think, his most popular piece. It is based on Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor. It's called The Russian Rag. And here is Dan Levinson and his transatlantic saxtet, six saxophones. Thank you. Dan Levenston's Saxtet, S-A-X-T-E-T-T-E. Actually, six saxophones, so it's a sextet of sax. never mind. That's Russian Rag by George L. Cobb. All of these pieces tonight, of course, were written in 1918, the year that we are headlining this year with various headlines from the newspapers, such as this one on May 15th. The United States Post Office Department, which was later renamed the United States Postal Service, began the first regular airmail service in the world, and that was between New York City, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. Also, the next day, on May 16th, the Sedition Act of 1918, approved by the U.S. Congress, made criticism of the government an imprisonable offense. Here's a very popular song from 1918. We're taking this alphabetically by composer. We did George L. Cobb. We're now doing Henry Kramer with lyrics by Turner Layton. It's called After You've Gone. A lot of people, I'm sure, will recognize this. We have a version by the Dukes of Dixieland with a vocal by Betty Owens.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you regret it. Someday when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you'll want me only. After you've gone away.
An up-tempo version of After You've Gone by the Dukes of Dixieland, vocal by Betty Owens. What else happened in 1918? Well, this is interesting. On May 20th, the small town of Codell, Kansas, was hit for the third year in a row by a tornado. Coincidentally, all three tornadoes hit on May 20th, 1916, 1917, and 1918. The next day, May 21st, the United States House of Representatives passed an amendment allowing women to vote. And also, that same year, George Hamilton Greene, probably the greatest xylophone player that we have had, who was very, very popular, was writing stuff and making recordings and so on, wrote a piece called Frivolity. And here it is, played by an outstanding group, a percussion group featuring the xylophone. The group is called Nexus. Nexus is the group. Bob Becker was the lead xylophonist there. Great job. Frivolity, written by George Hamilton Greene. Well, moving on through headlines of 1918. On June 3rd, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a case Hammer versus Dagenhart, ruled that child labor laws were unconstitutional. And on July 17th, the Romanov royal family of Russia and several of their retainers who were being held by the Bolsheviks were attacked in the basement of a house in Siberia and brutally executed. This next piece is kind of an interesting one. It's called Fred Heltman's Rag, written by Fred Heltman. I looked that name up, and it turns out that he was a publisher of some popular tunes of the day. This may be the only rag he wrote, but he did publish a lot of stuff. And I guess he liked it so much that he named it after himself, and he published it himself. So here is Fred Heltman's Rag, And here is Dr. Dave Majak. Dave Majak of St. Louis, a veterinarian there, has recorded Fred Heltman's Rag from 1918. Well, this is a sad bit of news here. June 22, 1918, suspects in the Chicago restaurant poisonings were arrested. More than 100 waiters in restaurants are taken into custody for poisoning restaurant customers with a lethal powder called a Mickey Finn. 100 waiters all working in cahoots here. That's incredible. Anyway, let's get on to something happier than that. Here is a piano roll recorded in 1918 by Arnold Johnson. It's his only composition that I am aware of. It's called Technicality Rag, spelled TEK-NIK-ALITY, Technicality Rag. Arnold Johnson wrote it, and here he is on a piano roll. Thank you. Well, that was kind of a whirlwind piece. Technicality Rag, Arnold Johnson on a piano roll. Well, July 9th, 1918, the great train wreck of that year occurred in Nashville, Tennessee. An inbound local train collided with an outbound express. 101 people were killed. In August of that year, no date given, a deadly second wave of the Spanish flu started in France, Sierra Leone, and ultimately in the United States. The number of deaths attributed to the Spanish flu is in the thousands. We'll get to that a little bit later. First, a piece by Charles L. Johnson from 1918. It's called the Snookums Rag. And let us listen to Terry Waldo. Terry Waldo at the piano and Snookum's Rag by Charles L. Johnson from 1918. Well, here's a very unusual fact. On August 27th, 1918, there was a border war. It's called the Battle of Ambos Nogales. U.S. Army forces skirmished with Mexican Carranistas at Nogales, Arizona. It was the only battle of World War I that was fought on U.S. soil. How about that? Moving on, we come to One Step by Mel Kaufman. Mel Kaufman wrote quite a number of pieces, a lot of which were one steps. And a whole album of Kaufman's work has been put out by the Peacherine Ragtime Society Orchestra. So here they are playing the muslin rag, M-U-S-L-I-N, that's a type of cloth, muslin rag from 1918. Well, the slide trombone sure got a workout on that one. Muslin Rag, Peacherine Ragtime Society Orchestra. Well, let's get back to some of our facts, our headlines from 1918. Let's see, the Boston Red Sox beat the Chicago Cubs for the 1918 World Series Championship, and it would be their last win until 2004. Last World Series win, sorry, until 2004. That's quite a stretch. Okay, on October 4th, the T.A. Gillespie Company shell loading plant exploded. There was an explosion there in New Jersey, killing over 100 people and destroying enough ammunition to supply the Western Front of World War I for 6 months. Wow, what an explosion that must have been. Turning now to a familiar name, Artie Matthews, who wrote five rags, great rags, that are played and remembered today. Pastime Rags numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here is Pastime Rag number 5 from 1918, and we will listen to the twin pianos of Frank French and Scott Kirby. Frank French on one piano, Scott Kirby on another one. Pastime Rag number 5 by Artie Matthews. Well, moving on through the year 1918, here's a bit of news about World War I. In the forest of Argonne in France, U.S. Corporal Alvin C. York almost single-handedly killed 25 German soldiers and captured 132. York was certainly mightily decorated for that event. And boy, disaster really makes the headlines. Any kind of disaster makes the headlines. On October 12th, the 1918 Cloquet Fire of Cloquet, Minnesota, and nearby areas destroyed the whole fire, or whole area, excuse me, killing 453 people, sort of like what happened in California not that long ago when the fire roared through towns down there, killing all kinds of people. So anyway, let's move on to something a little bit more upbeat and turn to Muriel Pollock, who's best known for the Rooster Rag, but she also in 1918 wrote the Mandarin Foxtrot. And here is Nora Hulse. Well, that was a wild one, wasn't it? Mandarin Foxtrot by Muriel Pollock. That was Nora Hulse. Well, let's move on here to another piece, this one by a familiar name, James Scott, who wrote Rags into the early 1920s. Here from 1918 is Rag Sentimental, and here is Dutch artist Guido Nielsen. Thank you. Tito Nielsen has brought us Rag Sentimental by James Scott. Well, here's another sad note from 1918. I mentioned earlier it was in August that the Spanish flu came to the United States. On the week of October 31st, the Spanish flu virus killed 21,000 people in the United States alone. Must have killed hundreds of thousands worldwide. But on a happier note, the original Dixieland jazz band was making inroads. Ragtime was beginning to fade away. And here is a piece that they made famous back in 1918, written by Larry Shields and Henry Ragas. It's called Clarinet Marmalade. And here is Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band.
Thank you.
Theodore's Creole Jazz Band and Clarinet Marmalade. Well, probably the biggest news of 1918 came on November 11th. The World War I ended on the 11th. And on December 4th, President of the U.S. Woodrow Wilson sailed for the Paris Peace Conference, becoming the first U.S. president to travel to Europe while in office. Let's move right along with more 1918 music. Here's a piece by Charlie Strait called The Bluegrass Rag, and here is Frederick Hodges. Frederick Hodges and the Bluegrass Rag by Charlie Strait. Well, we've got time to squeeze one more in here. I hope you have enjoyed headlines of 1918 and the rags of 1918. Ragtime sort of faded from the public consciousness that year, overtaken by Dixieland jazz, so we won't have this coming up for 1919 or beyond. But it's been fun to have 18 years of hits brought to you over the last 18 years. And so we'll go out with one from 1918 by Clarence Woods. This is called Sleepy Hollow Rag, played by Max Marath. And this is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us on Ragtime America this evening. And we hope you'll tune in next week for some more recorded ragtime.
And thank you to Jack for another fine show of ragtime music. It's 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. And now it's time for Swing Shift. Thank you.
is snowing, wind is blowing, I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? Got my love to keep me warm. Can't remember worst December. Watch those icicles form. What do I care? Icicles form. Got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves.